Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Rob McCray bringing this back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Grant LeBoff. L-E-B-O-F-F is how you spell his last name. He's the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD. Stickymarketing.com is the website. The book is Digital Selling, How to Use Social Media and the Web to Generate Leads and Sell More. He's joining us from London, England. Grant, thanks again for being here. And I wanted you to give us a little quick overview of how things are the same and how they're different doing the online marketing, the new media marketing in the across the pond in the UK and Europe compared to the US. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point, actually. The UK and the US are very, very similar in many ways when it comes to the online marketing. So I'll give you an example. The two countries that are the heaviest users of video on the web are the US and the UK, and the percentages of video traffic are very similar in both countries. So I think that obviously there's cultural differences, we all appreciate that, but actually we have a lot more in common between us, the UK and the US, certainly in digital marketing.
So if an American company wanted to break into the UK, they wouldn't have to learn a whole new discipline, maybe just a few. It wouldn't be a total rework of their efforts.
Exactly right. You're 100% right. It wouldn't be a total rework. And even more than that, if a U.S. company is listening out there and they're thinking they'd like to get into the U.K., actually the platforms are very similar as well. So, you know, the biggest platforms, the Facebooks, the Twitters, they're very similar. Now, when you go into Europe, you go into places like France and Germany. They are, I'd say, a little bit behind. I don't want to over-egg that because it's not – they're not – that far behind, just a little bit, but also you have to be aware once you go into those countries that the platforms are different. So I'll give you an example. Right. In the UK and the US, the biggest business network, which we all know, is LinkedIn.
Right.
If you go to France, the biggest business, LinkedIn is there and people use it, but the biggest business network in France is a platform called Viadio. So if you had a listener out there that wanted to go into France and was using business networks, they may want to have a presence on Viadio, whereas if they're coming to the UK, LinkedIn is fine. And
very interesting.
You know, I'm sure many of you are.
Well, of course, the French are still mad they're not running the internet anyway, all over the world. They're still mad about that. Hey, I want to change the subject a little bit. Thanks for that good report.
Sure.
But there's something happened a year or so ago that we know is Brexit. The disconnecting of the UK to the Eurozone. Now, you guys were part of the Eurozone from a trade and an economic policy standpoint, but not from a currency. You did not adopt the euro. You kept your pound and that whole regime. So it's, you never fully embraced the Eurozone, but the vote last year, which surprised a lot of people, resulted in you guys disconnecting. How's that going? How's the disconnecting going?
Well, Jim, it's a mess. That's the only way I can explain it to you. It's a real mess. It seems that our government in the UK didn't expect to lose the vote. I say lose the vote because the government were advocating that the vote should be to stay in the EU, the
right.
European Union, as it is.
So your swamp, as we would call it over here, the career politicians, the people who don't always behave in the best interest of the country, more the best interest of their own interests, they were surprised.
They were surprised, 100%. They were surprised, and it seems they hadn't really prepared properly for Brexit, for it happening. So they were caught unawares, and we are due to leave the European Union in March 2019, which, you know, isn't so far away in political terms. And so the negotiations started in the summer, a few months ago now, and they're very, very slow, as you'd expect in you know, the bureaucratic.
How do you expect it to affect business?
Well, it is affecting business already, and I'll tell you what's affecting business. I'm not sure. I mean, Brexit in itself will affect business, but what's really affecting business, and I'm sure your listeners will appreciate this, is the uncertainty.
Right.
No one actually knows the deal that's going to be reached.
Uncertainty will kill an economy. It's what happened to us. It's what happened to us in the last decade. Eight years under President Obama. You know, it was literally, and I'm not just blaming him for it. There were a lot of other reasons, but under his administration, following 2008, we had nothing but but uncertainty.
Well, as you appreciate, uncertainty is no good for an economy.
No.
And we are very uncertain. We don't know the deal that's going to be reached. No business knows. We don't know the trading regulations which we're going to have with the EU, which as a bloc is our biggest trading partner, although our biggest single country that we trade is actually the US. But in terms of a bloc of countries, the EU obviously is a union. It's a bloc. It's our biggest trading partner. And we don't know what the negotiations are going to bring up. And, you're seeing the UK economy starting to take a downward turn. We're not in recession, but it's not great at the moment, and we'll have to see what happens over the next 6 months or so.
Uncertainty. I had not. That's an important part of your report. And see, when you say that word, those of us who've lived through this lost decade that we've just come through, we can feel your pain when you say uncertainty over there.
Yeah, it certainly is painful, and
yeah.
we hope it changes soon.
Well, Godspeed with making the conversion, and come back soon, Grant.
Thanks, Jim. It's great being on your show. Thank you.
We enjoyed having you here. Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check it out, stickymarketing.com. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.